Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, we'll begin with the Irish Examiner this morning. Rather concerning news if you've been a recent customer of Photo Wildlife Park. The Examiner says that people who recently bought tickets online for Photo have been urged to cancel their credit or debit cards following a cybersecurity breach. So we're not talking here that you cancel your booking, you have to cancel your actual card. The website for Photo Wildlife Park was offline last night, but the park is open today and you can buy tickets at the kiosks. So they've had this big cybersecurity breach and the fear is that people's bank accounts could be hacked and financial details taken. Park management have hired external forensic cybersecurity experts to investigate and they've sent an email to customers saying there is a risk to your financial information. So FOTA says they strongly recommend action to protect bank accounts, including cancelling cards used to buy tickets on the website. We're going back here as far as the 12th of May up to August. So if you booked online on FOTA, the advice is that you have to cancel your credit or debit card. So obviously this is a big, big worry. FOTA says they are taking the responsibility to protect your personal and financial information seriously and have given the matter utmost priority. The Data Protection Commissioner will be investigating as well, as will Gardaí. But that's the advice. If you've booked online with FOTA since the 12th of May, check out. You should get an email from FOTA, but essentially you have to cancel your credit or debit card, which is a lot of hassle and a lot of effort, but better than your account being drained. The Irish Independent, Tusla told foster parent to lose weight. Tusla told prospective foster parents that they had to lose weight before they would be allowed to care for a child in the middle of a national shortage of care places. This is the amazing thing. We really need foster parents. We have this crisis, but Tusla has been using inadequate or outdated information on BMI and weight. And in one case, Tusla turned down a woman based solely on her BMI after a meeting where she wanted to foster a child. I imagine there'll be a lot of fallout from that particular story. We do have a crisis trying to get children into foster care and then you're told, sorry, your BMI is too high, you can't foster this child. Irish Times on the front page tells us about the new storm names. Storm season is upon us and we have a new list of names on the horizon. So storm season lasts from September to next September. We had a lot of storms in the last 12 months. Anyway, we've new storm names for this season. I'll give you the list here. The full list of storms is Ashley, Burt, Conal, Dara, Yoan, Floris, Durban, Hugo, Izzy, James, Kaylee, Lewis, Mavis, Nisha, Otjay, Poppy, Raffi, Sayurai, Tilly, Vivian and Wren, W-R-E-N, Wren. So obviously the Irish names there are Conal, Dara, Hugh, Izzy, Nisha, Poppy, Vivian. They were named by Met Aaron and then other weather forecasters get to name them too. Hopefully we won't get too familiar with these storms, but these are the latest storm names for the new storm season. The Irish Daily Mail, we have to work for even longer, is the headline. The pension age should be linked with growing life expectancy to pay for the soaring cost of our ageing population. That's according to a warning from Department of Finance officials. Minister Michael McGrath was given a stark warning in his final days in office that failing to address this issue would place an enormous financial burden on the next generation. These are internal documents showing the advice from Department of Finance officials. And obviously there are these concerns over the cost of an ageing population here in Ireland. The Irish Daily Mirror, mobster Rowe was gang hit suspect. Mobster Liam Rowe was a suspect in three gangland shootings. And the Irish Daily Star, Rowe's hit on King Rat. Dead gangster Liam Rowe was part of the hit team that shot and wounded Brian Rattigan in 2002. Gardaí believe Liam Rowe died recently there. So the tabloids continuing coverage of his death. And the Irish Sun on the front page, Frank and Walters killed my fish. Noel Gallagher accused Irish rockers the Frankenwalters of killing his goldfish. This is Front Page News. The future Oasis icon became mates with the Franks while working for them as a roadie, invited them to his house, and someone in the entourage poured vodka into the fish tank, and Noel Gallagher wasn't happy because his fish died. Big news there on the front of the Sun. Inside the papers, we have more now on this letter that Minister Norma Foley has sent to schools about mobile phone use, obviously banning phones in schools, and parents who need to contact their children, according to the Irish Times, while the child is in class, will be advised to leave messages through the school office. This is new guidance on implementing a mobile phone ban on all schools. So the letter acknowledges that parents may permit their children to carry and access their phones when they travel to and from school, but there should be no access to the phones during the school day. They should be put in lockers. Also, they can be put in the students' bags, but not used during the day. If you need to contact your child, you should leave a message with the school office. And the use of tablets, computers and laptops will still be supported, provided they're used under the direct guidance of a staff member for learning and teaching, not to go on social media. So this is the letter that Minister Norma Foley has sent to school managers outlining how they can implement their mobile phone policy. Coldplay, I don't know if you saw this last night, they're in the Irish Examiner doing a surprise performance on Grafton Street. What I was amazed by is how the word spread, because there were probably thousands on Grafton Street waiting for Coldplay last night. Don't know where they all got the information from, but they packed on into the end of Grafton Street to catch a surprise appearance by the band, according to the Examiner. Not so much of a surprise, because the thousands were waiting for them. Rumours had spread, fans from all over Dublin wedged into Grafton Street, and Coldplay, of course, in Dublin for four gigs. Just after 8 o'clock, Chris Martin was accompanied by rapper Burna Boy onto Grafton Street, and it looks like they were recording a music video there. They performed the same song several times, so quite a short session there. I'm sure some people disappointed that they got to see the same song three times, particularly a song they don't know, because it's a new song as well. But anyway, the Examiner has coverage of that. If you're an In-Betweeners fan, good news, because the In-Betweeners, according to The Sun, is coming back. A star of the hit comedy has revealed talks on a revival are already underway. I have to say, I absolutely loved The In-Betweeners. I was a teenager when it came out, so right up my street. Joe Thomas, who played Simon, said all the main cast are keen to get back together a decade on from the last In-Betweeners movie. I hope it's not another movie now and it's a series. Probably will be a film. But anyway, talks are underway. And he says, Joe, who played Simon, that a film is likelier than a new TV series, unfortunately. So we'll see what happens with that. And then there's a couple of food stories in the papers. One from The Sun, which I nearly got sick when I heard this morning. Heinz has launched spaghetti carbonara in a tin, claiming the pasta is a fail-proof gift for kitchen-dodging Gen Z. So it's cost €2, carbonara in a tin, and it's been introduced because younger people consistently rank the dish as one of the toughest to make from scratch, tricky to make carbonara, and a third of young people claim they are hopeless at cooking and they want quick, easy grub instead. Heinz says that spaghetti carbonara in a tin is a recipe that's fail-proof, takes all the fuss out of cooking. However, pasta purists have said that it's an absolute disgrace. They say, we understand people are looking for convenient meals, but people who run Italian restaurants say anybody who asked for a can-style carbonara would be quickly shown the door. Even the tin doesn't look that appetising, but maybe some people will buy it. And I said there's a couple of few food stories. Another one in the Mirror, Angel Delight is the food most likely to whisk us back in time to our childhood. Not sure I've ever had Angel Delight, but I know kids of the 60s, 70s, 80s really enjoyed it. It came out in 1967, and it's the most nostalgic dish for a third of people in a survey. Ice cream van favourite, the Mr. Whippy, came second, followed by jelly and ice cream with a chippy tea, that's fish and chips, and fish fingers coming in the top five. So the foods that remind us of our childhood: Angel Delight, Mr. Whippy, jelly and ice cream, chip shop fish and chips, fish fingers, also boiled egg and soldiers. Nothing nicer than boiled egg and soldiers. Salt and shake crisps, I don't remember them, I have to say. Also wagon wheels, cola bottles and rice pudding. These are the foods likely to remind you of your childhood. The survey found 95% of people said certain foods remind them of their childhood, while 47% said certain meals can transport them back to a specific time and place. Retro food is making a comeback also, because 79% of respondents buying foods from their childhoods are going to introduce it to their own children, and apparently younger people want to explore food of the past. So a bit of a comeback there for old school food. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.